The TUC says electricity consumers who purchase power between 1st October now have 25% credit in arrears with the ECG. They are expected to be credited any time they buy credit for the period. The Deputy Secretary General of the TUC, Dr. Yaoba, told George Asikri that the TUC will demand a reasonable pay increase before June next year when consumers will pay for the full cost recovery. He said no decision has been taken on water.
I'm not going to talk about water now because we haven't taken anything about water. The decision we have made is about power.
25% has been absorbed. What does that mean to the ordinary consumer?
That means that the tariff went up by 78.9 on average. Now, instead of paying 78.9, the increase will be 69%. What it means is that if they backdate it to 1st October, consumers must have some credit starting from 1st October. If you have purchased something and they have used the new rate, they expect that there will be credit for whoever has bought something. That increase of 78.9, you have some credit.
Will it affect the post-paid customers also?
It should affect every customer, both residential and non-residential.
The 59% that we now pay, when you do the ordinary calculation, it's supposed to be 53%. Is it that you've incorporated the taxes into this?
Why are you saying it should be 53%? I don't know about that.
We were paying 79%, about 79%.
78.9, yes.
Yes, and taxes were added. And so it went, and if government is taking 25%.
That is not our understanding of it. If you look at what ECB published in the newspaper, the average of 78.9 is the bill itself. It's what the consumer pays.
Okay.
That is our understanding. So we didn't know about any addition because we know that the 78.9 was inclusive of all the charges. And it's upon that we work out the 59.18%. So we expect all charges to be part of the 59.18%.
Next year, we're paying the additional one, the remaining balance to make up the 120%. And that one, will argue, is equally going to be another burden on us. If we can't pay today, how sure are we that we can pay tomorrow?
Our position has always been that we are not against increases in the tariff because we need, as you may agree with me, we need to get the utility companies operating. That is our major concern. Our second concern is affordability. We expect that there will be full cost recovery between now and June. The automatic tariff adjustment formula is also going to apply from general. I agree with you that yes, definitely it's going to be a burden to consumers.
From now till June, it's not all that far, and I know the budget is going to be red, and next year workers will certainly be demanding an increment in their salaries. I'm wondering if government can increase the quantum that is necessary for workers to be able to pay this before June, or is it going to be the usual practice where government will say, I've increased your salary 10% and with the right hand, use the left hand to come and take 70%?
I don't know what government is going to do. Definitely, you are right to say that we are going to ask for salary.
That was Deputy Secretary General of TUC, Dr. Yaoba.
Meanwhile, the ECG says it is still strategizing on modalities to be used in refunding the 25% arrears it owes consumers. The PR of the Accra West Office of ECG, Eric Asante, told Radio Ghana that series of meetings are being held and the final decision will be made public by tomorrow. He asked consumers to remain calm and wait for the final decision.
And still on the reduction tariffs, the Forum for Governance and Justice has welcomed the decision by government to absorb 25% of the utility tariffs. The forum is also happy that the TUC has called off its intended nationwide strike slated for the 18th of this month and a series of demonstrations prior to the day. The convener for the forum, Samuel Nkuban, who is also a lecturer at the University of Ghana, told George Asikri that though the decision has varied implications, it will nonetheless relieve part of the burden of workers as Christmas and New Year festivities approach.
Welcome news. Of course, we had called on the TUC to dialogue with government and then also called on government to consider the implications of what the strike actions will mean if TUC decided to go that way. And so, ultimately, if as a result of dialogue, this is where we have gotten to, the TUC has decided to rescind his decision to go on strike, it's welcome news. Of course, the implications are varied for both government and the TUC as well. On the side of government, of course, we realize where the president was given the directive that the ministries and the district assemblies and other agencies should be issued with prepaid meters, which means that government is going to be paying the utility tariffs as well. And then, of course, to absorb the 25% also implies that you are adding some more burden from the populace. And so, to some extent, we would congratulate government for listening to the many pleas and for taking the bold step to deal with the issue and for us to be where we are today.
Looking at the way it stands, the overall effect is about 120%. And come next year, we are going to pay it. And one will ask, what difference does it make if I owe you and I've paid some percentage today and I'm paying the rest just some few months to come?
Well, of course, the timing is also important. You will agree that we are heading for Christmas. Prices of things are going up. People really have not felt the impact of the recent salary increases in terms of the percentage that was increased as against the utility tariffs. And so the timing is also important in that, of course, the blow may be delayed. But of course, if you get yourself prepared for it, it is better than not to be ready and then it is slapped on you. And so I feel that the timing is opportune and then it will go a long way to at least alleviate the pressure that the consumer was going to feel, particularly during the Christmas era and the associated high prices of goods and services.
That was convener for the Forum of Governance and Justice, Samuel Nkuban.
Meanwhile, Adrian has been sampling the views of a cross-section of the public on how they feel about the reduction.
These sand lightings came up and people were complaining and the government has been able to listen to Ghanaians. I think it's a good idea. I think 25% is okay. Even if you go and buy and that 25 will really be infected. But maybe what I'm thinking is maybe although the government has decreased it, but you go and buy and you come and put the credit on it. So that's what we are praying that it shouldn't happen. Maybe they should monitor that the 25 is being taken effect.
I think, well, whether if the 25% starts now is a good idea because at least it reduces the prices of the electricity and everything. But they said it starts from 1st October. But I went to buy electricity like last week and it hasn't created any effect on it. So I don't know when that thing is going to start. But if it's able to start, I think it's okay.
In the first place, the government shouldn't even wait for it to be threatened before taking the decision to take it off.
It's a good decision. Why not? If the people that you are serving are saying they can't take it, then you are hearing, like, you are listening to what they are saying. And I think it's a good thing. For now, we can say it's okay, even though we've not seen it yet. It's okay if they want to reduce it. But then we want to see it before we can say anything. But it's okay for now.
Those are views of a cross-section of the public on moves by government to subsidize 25% of electricity tariffs.